What about the potential role, if any, of the Oncotype DX assay in this situation and also in the HER2 negative ER positive situation?
In this situation, I don't think it's very helpful because of soon-paked subset analysis from the NSABP dataset upon which the Oncotype assay was based. When he did HER2 FISH testing on that cohort, what he found is that all of the HER2 amplified cases were either intermediate or high risk, and none of them, zero as I recall, were in the low risk strata.
Right, but I guess I wondered whether or not would seeing her in the intermediate group help at all?
Intermediate group never helps me at all with the Oncotype DX assay under any circumstance, so even that wouldn't be very helpful.
Just to sort of divert out for a second, what are your thoughts about it in the HER2 negative, ER positive, node negative situation?
Sure. There are some instances where I've ordered the assay in that setting because if they're HER2 non-amplified, then they could easily fall into the low-risk strata. And if they have other, you know, biomarkers that are somewhat mixed, then I have found that that test can be a reasonable test to get, especially as a consultant where there may be a mixed vote from the referring community oncologists. Oftentimes patients who see me have seen two or three other oncologists and they want essentially a tiebreaker. So when they find out that they can make a decision that's data-driven based on gene expression profiles, that's quite attractive to them. There are some situations where I think Oncotype DX, even in the ER-positive, HER2-negative situation, is probably not necessary. For example, a tubular, well-differentiated, small lymph node-negative tumor, I mean, that's never going to be anything other than low risk, in my view, with that sort of assay. So you could probably save yourself the cost of doing the test just based on your knowledge of the disease.